In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday, the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Abib, as we just heard, is from St. John, and it is the miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead. It is something that may be surprising to us, maybe make us to wonder. This miracle is mentioned only in the Gospel of St. John. It's a great miracle, and definitely we would imagine that all of the disciples will be so keen to record it in all of their accounts. People sometimes, in order for them to let others know about Christ, try to bring a miracle or mention a story of something that's supernatural in order to get the attention of other people. But this is not exactly how God wanted us to know Him. He wants to know Him from His words, from His character, His dealings. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, that we read about it in Luke chapter 19, the rich man died, went to Hades, and he looked up and saw our father Abraham in paradise, and he wanted him to do him a favor. He asked our father Abraham, "Can you send Lazarus, a good man, to preach to my brothers so they do not come here? If a man rises from the dead, this will impress other people, will make them to believe." And Abraham told him, "They have Moses and the prophets. They do not need the man rising from the dead." So Abraham went on arguing, "No, my father, if someone rises from the dead, they will believe him." And our father Abraham concluded the discussion with him, saying, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead." We are to know God through His words, not through a miracle. We should not be running after stories about things that's supernatural. This is not going to lead us anywhere. The scripture is where we know God and we know ourselves. These two kinds of knowledge are essential for any man to be saved. No one is going to be saved without either, both of them, knowing God and knowing ourselves. How the scriptures help us in both these kind of knowledge, to acquire the right knowledge about God, acquire the right knowledge about ourselves. Number one, knowing God through the scripture. The scripture reveals for us God's character. It is again something that's so common. People living in the world, they have a wrong impression about God. They think of Him as they wish, or maybe as they assume, but not truly as whom He is. The scripture tells us about God's holiness, how He is holy, and how He wants us to be like Him, how He loves, how He is merciful, how He is just, how He is faithful. As we read in the Psalm, "The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in mercy." This is not the only, of course, account. There are many, many things in the Bible that tells us about whom God is and what is His character. Can we describe it with? It shows also to us God's will and purpose. The question that's very common, people keep wondering, what God wants? What is His will? As if this is something mysterious. It was never revealed to us. It's not true. Maybe because the Bible is a book that's mostly closed, then we wonder about what is God's will and what He wants. Through the Bible, we know God's plan in the creation. Why did He create us? What is His specific will for humanity? What He wants for us and from us? What was His plan of saving mankind? The thing that's now so much confusing to people, how a man can be saved, and everyone is inventing his own way. How His will is to help us to align our lives with His divine design. We hear something very simple in the epistle to the Thessalonians. "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." As simple as that. God wants you to be holy, to be a person who lives in purity. And if you fall, He gives us the way to get back to Him. The scripture also helps us knowing God through revealing His heart. How we know His heart? We know it through the Lord Jesus, the incarnate Son of God. Before the incarnation, we can imagine God in a certain form, maybe thinking of Him in a certain way. After He was revealed to us through the Lord Jesus, then we know whom God is, and we can talk with Him on a personal level. We know that He encountered pain and suffering, so He feels our pain. He was tempted like us, so He understands the pressure of temptation around us. As the Lord Christ said, He who has seen me has seen the Father. When we speak about having a relationship with God, Him being incarnate helps us to achieve this kind of goal. The scripture also teaches us about God's promises and how He is faithful to fulfill them. Throughout the whole Bible, we never found God giving a promise and then He falls short to fulfill it. So when sometimes we doubt and we wonder if He would God ever honor His promises, we have the assurance through the scripture that He will always do. The Bible records for us God's promises everywhere, very comforting for us to hear. Among them of His promises, I find the one in Isaiah 46 very comforting to us as we grow in age. His promise is this: even to your old age I am He, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Very comforting promise to hear God saying, I will carry you. The more we advance in age, the more we feel like it's so tiring. Life is such a hectic process and journey. And sometimes we look around and we wonder, who will take care of us whenever we are alone? And then we have this promise, I will carry, I will always be there. I did and I will do to the end of the life of the human being. Through the scripture, we also can be led to know the way back to heaven. We were cast out from it, from paradise, because of our transgression. And the scripture tells us how we can get back there. The Word of God guides our path to the way of salvation. As we receive the Lord Jesus, then we know this is our way to get back to the bosom of God and to meet Him again in paradise after we depart from this passing world. So as the scripture reveals to us whom God is, His plan, what He said, and everything about Him, the scripture also helps us to know ourselves. We might assume it's something easy. Of course, we know ourselves. My brethren, it's such a difficult task for a human being to know truly whom he is. We have impressions about whom we are. We go in life assuming that I am this person who is kind and keen, but maybe in reality, maybe something else. The scripture helps us. It's like a mirror. We can see ourselves through it. It reveals the human heart. The Bible is a mirror, as I said, that exposes our motives, not only our actions. Sometimes we wonder about others. Why did he do this? Why did she do this? The question should be, why did I do this? What was my motive when I said what I said, when I did what I did? And the Bible will tell us about this, will tell us about our struggle and our true self. It's surprising to know this. The heart is deceitful above all things. How many times we hear people telling each other, trust your heart, as if your heart is a truthful source of information. Whatever your heart tells you, then this is the truth. The scripture tells us the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The scripture also helps us to know our identity in Christ, whom we are, our self-worth that we struggle to know or to acquire. We are God's image. This is what the scripture tells us. We are beloved children of God. We are saved through His blood. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ, have a mission to fulfill, to receive an eternal inheritance through Christ. As we hear in the Epistle of St. Peter, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. All of these things make us to know our worth. Sometimes we try to acquire our worth through status in life, through positions, having more money, or through people that we know. If I know this group of people, then I have self-worth. It shouldn't be the case. It is the scripture and our relationship with God that shows to us our identity. The scripture also helps us knowing and confronting our sins and our need for repentance, something we all need on a daily basis. The scripture reveals to us our sinfulness, how we deceive ourselves, and how we need to repent, and how also we need to be forgiven. One thing, for example, God reveals to the people is sinful. When people offer anything to God, assuming it's good, and we have sometimes this impression, I can bring anything, and this is good. And God is confronting this and confronting the people of Israel in the Old Testament, saying, when you offer the blind, bringing a sheep that's blind because it's sheep, offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? What we call it good, I came with an offering, God calls this evil. This is again something that we only know it from the scripture. The scripture helps us also knowing ourselves by providing wisdom for daily life. We have many questions. How should I live? How I should react? How I should raise my children? How I should deal with people who are different than me? How I can make decisions that are sound, are going to be helpful for me and for my family? All of these questions are answered in the Bible. Gives us timeless guidance on relationships, work, emotions, how we ought to make our decisions and set our priorities. Only in the Bible we can achieve this kind of knowledge, so we know how to navigate life. As we hear St. James saying, if any of you lacks wisdom, definitely we all do, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. The scripture also helps us to be transformed from within. It is easy to put a mask, to pretend, to make people to believe a certain way about us that's not the truth. Only the scripture helps us to change from within by acquiring the mind of Christ. This is the only way for us to truly to be transformed, to change, to be as we wish, and also to fulfill the purpose of our existence. All of these, again, only achieved through the scripture, the book that's maybe neglected the most, the Bible, the book that we need the most to know God and to know ourselves. May the Lord to grant us always the sincerity in searching to know him and to know ourselves, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.